Good morning, Australia, and good evening, America. You are joining Radio Tony Live. I'm your host, Tony Montes, and my wonderfully amazing co-host is John Williams. And we have been talking about the power of the Andrea Method for the last few weeks. And today is no different. We are going to continue talking about the Andrea Method and how it can inspire, influence, and how you can inspire, influence, and impact your world. And last week, we talked about the first module in the Andrea Method, which was your default mind and how you think currently. This week, we're going to be delving into what module two looks like in the Andrea Method, and that's creating a new you. So I'm going to hand over to my wonderful co-host, John, to just do a quick recap on last week while we get into module two this week. Over to you, John.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you very much. Yes, finding your default very, very quickly, that's all about like your iPhone or your computer. Every time you switch on, you have a default position. When you wake up in the morning, you have a default position. That position generally is a result of your life lived so far, what's happened to you in your life and the stories that you're telling yourself. And that's why we deal with the issues such as internal chatter, the voices in your head that voice. Yeah. What's really bugging you, where the upset come from, the origins of upset in your life, fear, dealing with fear and the difference between fear and danger. So is that you come, after you finish the first module, come to an understanding of where your default position is now. And that's really important because that's your starting point. And if you don't know where you're starting from, it's pretty hard to get directions anywhere. So today we're going to talk about module two, which is creating the new you. In that, in creating the new you, there are four lessons.
Amazing fun.
We seem to be experiencing a bit of a delay here, Tony, so I'll plow in and carry on. Okay, that's cool. You put your hand up or whatever. There's a bit of a delay in getting and hearing from you at the moment. So in module two, the first point we start with is speaking your truth. The second lesson is purpose. The third is words, which is about the power of your language. And the last lesson in this module is responsibility. Now, that is overwhelmingly too much to get into the time that we have available. So we're just going to touch on the top of it, of each one, and I'll talk about why these lessons are in there and give a little bit of idea as to what there is. So the first one, speaking your truth. Now, first and foremostly, the concept of truth is a very interesting one. Ontological philosophers argue amongst themselves whether there is an actual truth or whether all truth is based on our perceptions. Nevertheless, whatever the philosophers get up to, for you and I, Tony, our truth is determined by what we believe through our filters, as we discussed in module one. We have a set of filters through which we see the world, and it's a way in which we express ourselves through those filters as well. So when we understand that information coming into it is merely a slither of all the information that we could receive, of the billions of bits of information coming at us every day, and we understand that that information is coming to us through a set of filters that are predetermined by what has happened in our life to date, then we understand that it can be nobody's truth other than our own, because we're the only ones with those filters. We're the only ones to have lived our life. We're our own unique, separate person. And so then when it comes down to the core truth, it can only be your truth. And my truth can only be my truth. And why is it important that we speak it? Because if we speak it, we acknowledge it. And often people don't want to acknowledge the truth about their situation. I mean, this is the basis of all 12-step programs, is that you can't get anywhere until you acknowledge that the issue exists. And until you're prepared to admit the reality of your current situation and speak truth to yourself, then it's very difficult for you to speak truth to others. That's hugely important because, yes. I don't know, Tony, you know, when you're speaking to somebody and they're not being straight with you, it's you get that feeling, hey, that person's not really being authentic. Can I really trust that person? Yeah. So when we don't speak our truth, regardless of how much we might be shaking, right? When we don't speak our truth, then we run the risk of being perceived as being inauthentic. And that will affect people's trust with us. When we do speak our truth, particularly if it comes from our heart, from within, then even if it's contradictory to what somebody else would like to hear, it doesn't come out as an attack. It comes out as your truth, your observation, and almost with a question mark. So, for example, my boss is a jerk can be changed with a question mark to my boss is a jerk. Right? So this is just being able to change those that context. But, you know, if you do it with a loving heart, then it can come, it changes the context. By speaking the truth, you will set yourself free. You will enable others to know where you are at. And here's a real winner for this one, is you'll set other people free. You know, ever experienced a situation when you'd say to somebody, look, I don't really want to go and do X, Y, or Z. I don't really want to go out on that boat ride. And somebody turns around to you and goes, oh, thank God. Last thing I want to do is get on the boat. It's like, oh, thank goodness somebody actually spoke their truth rather than went along with the crowd. So it not only sets yourself free, it sets other people free as well. So that's speak your truth. Starting from there, then we move to purpose. And in purpose, we discuss the difference between vision, mission, and purpose. And these are important concepts. So when we talk about vision, basically vision is the end game. Vision is what drives you at the end of the day, is what you want to see. So for example, you know, I would like to live in a world of enlightened citizens and leadership. Mm. It may not even happen in my lifetime, but that's my vision for a world that is full of enlightened citizens. I'm trying to keep my hands still today, and it's not working very well.
That's okay. it's good for everyone to see the passion. And having talked to a young leader of the future last week, I just... hearing you say that, and knowing that I've spoken to a couple of young leaders, I'm really excited as to what our future leadership might look like, particularly when we have people like you, John, that is aiming to teach those young leaders and rise them up. We can't go on. The earth can't go on. Humanity cannot go on the way that it is currently done for the last 50 years. Things have to change, don't they?
Oh, well, I totally agree. I totally agree. And there's a lot of scope for it to change. We just need to find those people who want to make the change. So I sign myself up into that column. That's my vision. Yes. I want to live in a world of enlightened citizens and leaders. That's that. So that's my vision. And getting on to the next thing, the mission. People do a lot of talk about mission. You know, visions, missions, visions are the ultimate end game. And it may not be achievable in your lifetime, but it's something that you're dedicated to achieving. Mission is your how. Okay, so this is how you're going to affect it. Now, for me, I create conversations to enlighten individuals, coach and inspire them to do the same and be the difference. So try and be the exemplar that I would have others be. So that's my mission. That's where I go. And my purpose. I'll finish this last piece. Is the purpose is the why? Why do I get out of my bed every day and try and rail what appears to be completely against the odds? Because living in the world we're living in, I'm not making a heck of a lot of difference at this point in time. But why? why do I do that? And I've given a lot of thought to that this morning because I wanted to bring this real life example to it. And I haven't, the reason for me why I want to do that is I realize the difference that it can make in the world. I've enjoyed a lot of love in my life, and I've gone and done things and been behaved in ways that I'm not happy with. And I look and I go, look at the destruction that that causes.
Yeah.
So now I'm very aware of it. So simply, my reason is because I want to be love in the world that needs it. So that's my, if you can get the difference between vision, mission, and purpose, then if people can find their purpose, that's the driving force that will make change.
And what we're talking about is an individual person's vision, mission, and purpose, which is very different from a company or a business vision, mission, and purpose. And I would suggest your own personal of those three is of most importance. And the more people that live their life aligned with their vision, mission, and purpose, the better world we will have. And yes, I've turned off my video so that I stop lagging behind your wonderful words. I'll try and join again later.
That's fine. Look, that's a very interesting point you make with regard to personal vision, mission, and purpose, and company vision, mission, and purpose. So like for Andrea, our vision is to live in a world of highly conscious leaders where people are responsible for what they say and do. The mission is to align individuals to themselves through use of technology, one-on-one and group coaching. And the purpose is to remind people who they authentically are, not who they think they are or who they've been told they should be. So the point in sharing those with you is I hope that our listeners can see the correlation, the alignment between my personal vision, mission and purpose, and the company vision, mission and purpose. And that is gold for any company.
Absolutely.
You want people coming to work to achieve their own vision, mission, and purpose, or at least be signed on to yours, because if they're not, you've got a dissonance and that's not going to work.
John, you've done lots of work with businesses and companies in helping their individual employees align with company vision, mission, and purpose. What sort of change does that make in a company and business when your individual employees are invested in the company vision, mission, and purpose?
You no longer have to motivate your employees.
Yeah.
You have people walking in the door motivated to do the difference. Yeah. So you will end up with lower staff turnover. You will end up with higher productivity. You will end up with better quality outcomes. You'll end up with happier customers. You'll end up with more loyal suppliers. And if that spells one word, it spells profitability. So
absolutely,
that's the impact that has on it. And it's about having quality leadership. And wherever you see quality leadership, then you see people putting the work in. And I'll use my wife's situation for example. My wife is a registered nurse. Now, the nursing world is renowned for its bullying.
They eat their young. God, yes.
Okay. You're an ex-nurse yourself, Tony, aren't you? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so it's renowned for
that
its
I left.
Yeah. And yet Lucille now works in an organization that has very, very good leadership, very clear leadership. And that culture is just simply not in existence. She goes there to be who she feels fulfilled as being, which is as a registered nurse. She's works in perioperative and day surgery.
My favorite place in the world.
And the management is what makes it possible, and that contrasts to other places that she's found herself where there simply is no leadership, no alignment of values, people are numbers. And look, as a patient, I know where I would rather go.
Yes, I'm from my own nursing experience, and also I'm a perioperative or operating theatre nurse by trade, and if I can say it that way, ex-theatre nurse by trade. And can I tell you that when leadership in an operating theatre is well aligned with the people you work with, you have a powerful ability to impact on those patients' lives, and you get wonderful outcomes in terms of health because they are going into a happy functioning environment and they're coming out into a happy functioning environment. Their healing and everything is impacted by the environment that you create in that little unit. And often operating theatres and day surgeries are compact and combined little units, and gosh, it gladdens my heart to know that there are day surgeries out there that are creating those environments where people want to go to work. Because as I said to you, John, one of the main reasons I left healthcare was that bullying and inequality that is rampant through healthcare.
And it doesn't have to be so. And I'm sure you'll agree with me that when that environment exists, and because the last two lessons in this module are words, which is the power of your language and responsibility. So when you have people turning up because they're achieving their own goals in life, this is what they want to be doing, and they get leadership that encourages them to fulfill on those, then they start using the language that creates the outcomes for themselves. And it's natural that that language also creates the outcomes for the business.
Yeah.
So, and amongst the others, it closes down the grapevine and it stops gossip. It's a very powerful, and it stops bullying because it enables a correct and clean communication that builds trust and that turbocharges results and profitability. Yeah. So, you know, people coming to work being responsible themselves, that's what the lesson responsibility is about. What is responsibility? Yes. Mm-hmm. When are we being irresponsible?
Yeah.
And when are we taking too much responsibility? So these are issues, but we are responsible. One thing we do, I can categorically say, is that you are responsible for you. All these other things, when I talk about your boss being aligned, your mission being aligned with your place of work, that's your choice. You stay or go, and I understand the economics of that, but you can start to create your world by starting to look at places where trying to find alternative employment or indeed create your own, or just start your mindset, start talking about it. And that's really, really important. When you want to change your life, start talking about the fact you want to change your life. You never know who's listening. You never know who might that's be right. there to be able to help you. And that be able to speak the truth, your truth, this is what I want to be.
Yes.
And staying with that course delivers the outcomes that you want. I remember Lucille talking about this years and years ago, decade ago.
Yes.
Now, this is what she ultimately wanted, and now she's there. How that all happens in the universe, well, rule number one, never limit the universe.
Yeah.
You never know what might be out there. But I do know that Lucille wore that desire on her sleeve, like putting her heart on her sleeve and saying,
yes,
she asked what she wanted to do. She wanted to work in day perioperative nursing, day surgery, and she wanted to be in an environment where she felt involved and necessary and appreciated. Now she has it.
Fantastic. I'm sure it took her a little while to find that place where she felt at home, so to speak.
Yes.
I know I still have lots of friends in the perioperative arena, and for some of them, it's taken them a while to find their place. For people who are listening, the environment of perioperative nursing, i.e. operating theatre, it's a highly emotive, intense place. And things can go wrong and go wrong really quickly. And the difference that it makes in your life and your patient's life is if you have a cohesive team working together, much better than some person who is always getting people offside, and in an emergency situation, you're going to hesitate because that person is so horrible to work with. Whereas if you're all in a cohesive team, you start to react instantaneously and there's no hesitation. That's good for everyone. Absolutely.
It is. And it starts with aligned values, aligned vision, aligned mission, and everybody can have their own purpose as to why they're there. But if they're all aligned in their mission and vision, then they'll be singing from the same song sheet.
Correct.
And that's when you use that. And look, it doesn't matter whether you're in an perioperative, although it does matter. Probably it's the crucible of most important, one of the most important places.
Yeah.
But it would certainly help in Parliament, wouldn't it? And it helps in a paper mill. And
mind thinks like mine.
and it helps in any business that you want to talk about. It particularly helps with businesses that are customer orientated. And I know people say to me, oh, well, that's fine, you know, it works in a small business. Yes, it does. And you can see immediate results from a small business, but it also works in large businesses.
Corporations.
It does. And that's a matter of organization. And you know, I'm not an expert in business organization, but it can be done. So, and the principles of leadership never change. So this is what we're talking about here. We talk about people changing themselves. So you find your default position, then you start creating yourself anew by speaking to yourself and others truthfully about what it is that who you are and what you want out of life. Then you start giving some really serious thought as to what is your vision, what is your mission, and what is your purpose. And then ask yourself this question: what if anything was possible? What if the universe was waiting for you to decide? What if you had the power to change your future?
Yeah.
Because in reality, you do. Now, caveat, everything has its own time. Often, we will let what we call considerations. Now, considerations are those things that you found in the default position. Those little voices, the pre-programming, labeling things, your filters. Those are all considerations. They get in the way of you achieving your outcomes. So when those considerations pop up, we start believing them. We go, you know, the little voice inside says, who do you think you are? You know, who are you to be standing there with someone in open heart surgery? I know Lucille's done this. You know, somebody's heart's beating in front of you. Who the heck are you to be standing there in that environment? Imposter syndrome as such.
Yeah.
And everybody suffers it. I've got that voice going right now. Who do you think you are, John? Okay, so John, that leads us to make considerations and stop ourselves from doing what we want to do.
Why do you think that imposter syndrome or tall poppy syndrome is so prevalent in Australia? Now, I know this because I talk to Americans and Canadians all the time, and they don't seem to have that same tall poppy syndrome that we Australians seem to inherently have in our vocabulary. Why do you think that is?
My opinion, as it is, my opinion. I think it's because we worship the larrikin culture.
Yes.
We worship the battler. We say, the good Aussie battler, and goodness knows, you know, tough little characters and the legend of Gallipoli and the Anzacs.
Yes.
So I think that when we honour, and I say this with a great deal of respect, a lack of success, we honour those at the bottom of the pile. Anybody
the
who dares to put their head up and try and better themselves beyond that becomes a target of the pack.
Absolutely.
And then the pack mentality comes over and says, well, no, come on, mate. You know, who do you think you are?
Yep.
Who do you think you are? What makes you better than us? And, you know,
that's not what it's
situation,
about.
No, that's right. It's not what it's about, is it, Tony? That's not what it's about. It's about trying to self-actualize and be the best that you can be. It's not about being better than anybody else.
Yeah.
But I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you that there is very much across Australia that culture of if you put your head up or you put your hand up or you step up, you are often subject to such vitriol. And I know that I've experienced it in my own life, and it's been incredibly difficult for me to stand up and tell my truth in the face of family opposition. And I know from talking to both Americans and Australians that Australians do struggle with that tall poppy syndrome. And part of why I'm partnered with wonderful people like John and Tanya, the creators of the Andrea Method, is they are doing the work to negate some of these scripts that Australians have in their minds. And yeah. We need Australians more than ever to stand up, step up, and change their lives. Don't you think, John?
Yes. However, I would also apply this to our American listeners.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, and I want to pick up on that point you mentioned about your family.
Yeah.
The tall poppy syndrome is a societal thing here in Australia. However, your family will cut your legs off anyway. Even Jesus wasn't a prophet in Nazareth. So, yeah. And that is about our families are accustomed to us being a certain way, as our friends. They are part. They are accustomed to us being and acting certain manners. Now, when we want to change that, then that causes discomfort amongst them. They don't know how to deal with the new you. You have carefully taught them that song I talked about in South Pacific. You've been carefully taught. You carefully teach. You carefully teach people how to react to you. They have a set of norms, and bear in mind that I talked about the visual cortex last week, where the default position, 60% of what we see is actually comes from our mind into our visual cortex. It's the same in any expectation. So when somebody deals with you, if all of a sudden 60% of their expectations are immediately wrong because now you've decided to change, you think that doesn't make them uncomfortable? Of course it does. Yep. And their easiest way is to respond by dragging you down back to being, come back and be who you were before, because I'm comfortable with that. And I can, and I'm comfortable. You're not making me uncomfortable. So when somebody goes through a process of change, then it's uncomfortable. And one of the classic ones is this, is when a colleague is promoted to being the boss.
Yes.
Who do they think they are? They're the person that probably worked the hardest, the one that has the potential. I don't know.
Sometimes
it makes a mistake, but all of a sudden the context has changed for that person and you see what they, and they might talk to you in exactly the same way as they did the day before, but all of a sudden they're your boss, they're not your colleague, the context has changed and you hear it differently, even if it's exactly the same words.
Yeah.
And that's why we deal with the issue of responsibility, who's responsible for that and how you feel. The only person that can be responsible for how you feel is you.
Only you.
People can give you information, people can say things, but only you can be responsible for how you feel.
Do you know one of my favorite phrases in talking about this is that phrase that goes, it's none of your business what other people think of you. And I tell you, I used to repeat that phrase in my mind all the time because I was having such a tough time with what other people thought of me and what I was doing. And it was the phrase that got me out and changed the script in my mind and got me to think, well, it only matters what I think of myself. And if I continue to think of myself as a lowly, not worthy human being, then that's all I'm going to be. And there was a spark in me that said, no, I have greater things planned for you. You need to change the way that you think. So these components of the Andrea Method, and particularly module 2, creating a new you, is a powerful component of information to change you. So if you have a spark deeply buried in your heart that tells you there's something different out there for me, there's something better out there for me, I have a burning desire to do this, I would really like to do that, then start listening to that tiny little spark in your mind. It's there for a reason, and everything else will conspire to dull that spark or burn it out. I'm telling you, people, don't let it happen. And if you're listening today and you have that spark, I encourage you to connect with John and the team at the AndreaSolutions.com, because these guys...
AndreaSolutions. No.com. Don't send people off into the ether. There's plenty of...
AndreaSolutions.
That's it. Absolutely. That's where you can find all about the Andrea method. Yeah.
Yes. It supports and the John was here, talking. Tony. Yeah. John was talking to me early this morning, and he happened to mention that he only has 5 spots for his one-on-one coaching. So not only do they have this powerful self-learning modules online and available to you to learn at your own pace and go backwards and forwards, John also does one-on-one coaching with people, and he only has 5 spots at the moment, which is if you're thinking about changing your life, if you're wanting to step up and into those high-level leadership roles, if you want to be that CEO you've always dreamed of doing, then I'd jump on Andrea.Solutions immediately and connect with John, because those 5 slots will go very quickly. This is a powerful program. John is an extraordinarily experienced ex-businessman with international connections and experience. And if you want to step up to that next level, I encourage you to jump on Andrea.Solutions and connect with John. And so, John, going back to our previous discussion about leadership across the world, I wanted to try and weave in to our conversation today some of the things that are happening for our fellow Americans and the carnage that we are seeing from the outside looking in about leadership and the suffering of the American people as a whole. And again, I want to encourage Americans that are listening that you have control of your reality. And if you want to see things change in your country, and I know many, many, many of you are completely concerned about leadership and what's happening across your country, again, this is an opportunity. Whilst we have John live on the show, where he can talk you through the modalities within Andrea Method, to reach out and connect with him. So, John, let's talk a little bit about how the Andrea Method can help people who are suffering, and with particular thoughts around our fellow Americans at the moment.
Yeah, wow.
I like putting
thanks
you in
for
the
that pass, Tony. That's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful, thank you. Colin Thurutera from Melbourne. Beautiful. Yeah, comic character here in Australia. Look, the reality again goes back to what I said before. Only you can determine how you feel about anything. The information doesn't change. And this is one of the key things about taking responsibility, which is the last lesson in module 2. In responsibility, we talk about how you can gain power. Responsibility is a means to gain power over your own life.
Yes.
So in the circumstances such as you have COVID-19 raging at the moment, you have a lot of political storms raging with a presidential election coming up in November. And it would be pretty easy to feel very, very powerless in that situation. I mean, Americans might be interested to know that here in Australia, we get fined if we don't vote. We get fined. All right. So we get a fine in the mail if we don't turn up to vote.
We got no choice.
Compulsory to vote in Australia. It's against the law not to. That means that we as Australians have to exercise our electoral result for the rights. Now, this is the point I'm getting to here. In terms of trying to change your world and take control of your world that looks a bit crazy and when you're feeling completely and utterly powerless, look to find the thing that you can do. Look to find the thing that you can do. You can choose to wear a scarf or a face mask or whatever. Absolutely. You can choose to socially distance. And yes, you might get some heat from other people. Respond with love. Respond with saying, hey, your choice, you know, and I respect your choice, but this is my choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's where you take responsibility. You can take responsibility for, if you wish, being involved with the political process or just making sure you vote and have your say. And totally, you know, I hear a lot about Donald Trump and what's going on over there. But somebody made a very good point to me the other day and said, look, you got to wonder, why is the press so consistently bad? I don't know. Donald's not my president. And I'm rather loath to put my opinions forth one way or the other. This is for the American people to decide. And
the American,
if you're of age to vote, then you got choices to make. You got some power. You can take responsibility for what you can take responsibility for, and then you can build on that.
Absolutely.
And that's where some degree of peace of mind comes in. You can make rules for your bedroom, for your house, for your workplace, for your desk. And then as your influence grows, and by going back to this situation, I find myself creating conversations to enlighten individuals and coach them to inspire them to do the same. I'm going to ask you to be the change. Be who you, be the example. Be the role model. Be the one that wears the mask. Because goodness me, you know, if I'm wearing a mask and you're wearing a mask and both of them are 95% efficient at taking out the particles that carry COVID-19, we leave ourselves with a very little chance of getting it.
Of getting it, yeah.
Right, so that's simple. So that's my suggestion, Tony, that people look to where they can take responsibility and do that.
And expanding on that idea of responsibility, at the end of the day, you are only responsible for you. And with choice, I like to make this point, with choice comes responsibility. So if you choose, for instance, and this is just an example, if you choose not to wear a mask and perhaps you pass the virus on to someone who does not have the immunity that you have, you're responsible. Your choice, there's all, with every choice comes responsibility. With every choice comes the outcome of what your choice is. So by all means, make a choice and make a choice to not wear a mask or wear a mask, but be aware of the consequences of what your choice may bring. So this is
right. And being and doing nothing.
Yes.
Doing nothing is a choice.
Is a choice, absolutely. And with the wonderful American people coming into that heightened political stage and the election coming up in November, again, you have choice. You have responsibility. You can do nothing. All of those things are choices that you make. And we, as part of this program, want to encourage you to be the best version of yourself. So if you think that you should speak or vote or talk or do any of those things, then do that by all means.
Yeah, be who you choose to be. Don't be who you're being dragged along to be.
Don't be caught
it
up
it can
in
be really that. And it can be really difficult. Really, really difficult.
Really,
you know,
difficult.
You're with friends and they all see the world politically one way.
Yes.
And your heart of hearts, you don't.
Yeah.
So you know, that can make things very, very difficult. or you choose to change. And I guess there's a lot of that going on. But this comes down to an understanding that you as an individual are sovereign. And you can lie to a lot of other people, but you cannot lie to yourself.
To yourself.
As Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true.
Yes.
And then as day follows night, one cannot lie. Yeah. Which that effect.
Yeah. And sometimes there's a price to pay for being who you're meant to be and speaking your truth. These concepts don't always create immediate change and happiness. Sometimes the universe will test you out, so to speak. So that's the beauty of having a team or a method behind you when you want to create a new you. That's the power of having wonderful people to coach you, like John, if you want to try and create a new you. You don't have to do it by yourself, do you, John? There are
platforms. This is why we created the Andrea Method. We created the Andrea Method because it is a course to live by. It is a training course. It teaches you and it brings to your point of mind, your present mind, the factors that you need to be aware of. It essentially promotes self-awareness. And in having self-awareness, you find there's a gap between event and reaction. So in that gap, you can choose the response you're going to give. If, however, you're just immediately reacting, then there's no thought, there's no gap. And that's when you're using your default thinking, which is fine if your default thinking's working really well. But for most people, it's not. So that's why we created the Andrea Method. Now, one-to-one coaching, that's a different thing altogether. That's about what you're facing now. That's about the issues that you want to sort out and have someone who's there to hold you to account. You know, people pay me to hold them to account to say, hey, why have you not done that? And to offer support and to understand where they're coming from. But my job, if somebody is interested in being coached by me, my job is to take them where they want to go. Think about the fact that high-level tennis players have coaches. Now, no tennis player on the world circuit, on the ATP circuit, needs a coach to teach them how to play tennis. Right? Fair enough? But they do need a coach to work with them, to plan, to strategize, to take all the talents, to create a pathway forward, and then hold them to account to execute it so as they get to the top. I remember an Ash Barty, local girl here in Ipswich, just crossed the river here, became world number one. The first thing she did was acknowledge her team, her coach, her team that are behind it, because it's not an accident. People don't end up as the world number one by accident.
That's right.
It happens because they plan it, they plot it, they make sure they've got the right people supporting them, and that's part of my role as a coach. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do today, Tony, is I will make an offer to any listener who's interested in being coached by me. Send me an email. It's John, J-O-H-N, at Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-I-A, .solutions, and request an enrollment interview with me. Now, an enrollment interview is a two-hour interview. I will go for 2 hours with you, one-to-one, and we will discuss what you need and where you're trying to go. And I'll try and work. Maybe I don't even know if you need coaching, but we'll soon find out in those 2 hours. And I'll do that entirely free for the first 10 people who send me emails.
What an offer, people. I can't tell you the power of working with someone who has done the work in their life and who has the experience, knowledge, and is passionate about what he does. So John will be able to work out what you need and how best to get that and get you into that role that you want, that life that you want, that position you want. And he will be there supporting you. So again, I've had lots of coaches on and off throughout my life, and I would not be here today had I not gotten over myself and got myself coaches along the way. Because you can do so much and you can do lots of work yourself, but it's that external presence and voice that will drive you to the next level. And I'm telling you, people, that now is a time. I believe that the world is coming into a new era. And I believe that those people that step up and do the work on themselves, they will be part of a new humanity and a new world and a higher level of functioning. And so John has, how many years, John, I'm reluctant to say how many years experience you have in the corporate professional level.
Yeah, because it's a lot and it makes me look very old, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. Well, let's put it this way.
He's not really that old.
I was 23 when I had my first general manager's position. Yes. And that was 37 years ago this year.
Oh, my lordy.
So if you could add a few more onto that. So let's call it 40 years I've been in corporate management.
And John could still have those really high-level roles if he wanted to. However, he wanted to create something that would leave a legacy in people's lives and that would help to teach them to be the best version of themselves. So again, John, that offer for our listeners today is?
A two-hour enrollment interview. So, and what that involves is talking to them about what it is that they want to achieve and where they are at. To work out, I mean, we might be able to get through enough coaching in 2 hours that they don't need to do any further.
Wouldn't that
but
be
on
awesome?
The other hand, if they do work out whether they think that I can help them or not, and whether I think that they are going to work for me as a client, because it has to be that kind of match. I need to be able to see the vision, help them see over the parapet and help them see more than what they are. You know, 1 + 1 needs to equal more than 2 in this circumstance. So it's a 2-hour interview. I've got an enrollment form which gets over time zones issues and that sort of thing. But what I wrote the offer is send me an email to John, J-O-H-N, at Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-I-A, .solutions, and just say, hey, I'd like to do an enrollment interview with you, John. I heard you on Radio Tony, and I'd like to do an enrollment interview with you. And I'll get back to you, and we can work it out from there. But that's entirely free. Now, to put that in context, when you get the form, you'll find that I would ordinarily charge coaching time at over $300 an hour. So that's a $600 plus offer,
which
right
is
there now.
Still a investment in you. If you don't think that you're worth 2 hours of John's time, then perhaps coaching is not for you. But if you want to invest in yourself, if you want to invest in your future, and if you really want to invest in creating a new you, then absolutely email John at Andrea.solutions and jump on the offer. And it's only available to the first 10 people who jump on the email today. I will also be putting the information up on all my socials as well, just in case you are not close to a pen and paper whilst you're listening to us today. I'll put it up on Radio Tony, all my websites, the Facebook page, on LinkedIn, everywhere, so that you have the opportunity to jump on this today. From John's vast experience, I have no doubt that he will be able to help you in some way in creating that life that you want. And that's just once more, John at Andrea Solutions, Andrea.solutions, and the first 10 for a 2-hour call. And you may get all that you need in that free 2-hour call, but it's open to you because John feels so passionately about helping people be the best version that they can be.
Yeah, and so I want to inspire people to be, yes, to inspire, influence, and impact their world through being who they were born to be, not who they've been told to be.
Can you say that?
In a couple
again,
of hours,
John?
Chat with me, you'll figure it out whether you can do that or not. And I'm sure you are. And everybody is worthy. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, yes, I'd like to get clients. Why not? But I won't take clients
because
just for
the you
sake
can
of
help
it.
Them. John, can you say that the motto of
Yeah, it's inspire, influence, and impact your world by being who you were born to be, not who you've been told to be. We've all been told to be this and be that, and particularly women, be nice and look pretty. Right? Well, that doesn't necessarily get you the corner offices. There's a good book on that one too.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, being true to yourself and believing that you're here for a reason, because you are here for a reason. If you've ever tried to calculate the odds of a human being here, and it doesn't matter which human being we're talking about, it's impossible to calculate. They are so impossible. It is so impossible that you actually exist. So I kind of figure there's got to be a why. And my why is to do what I do here. And if I can help somebody because they take the time to send me an email and say, hey, I heard you on Radio Tony, and I'd like to take you up on your offer, and it works out for them and it makes a difference for them, that's great. I spoke to a guy the other day in Belarus. I wasn't expecting that, but
oh wow, that's awesome!
So that worked for him, I hope.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
Belarus. That is phenomenal. So that means that you can talk to literally anyone anywhere in the world, and
so long as
them.
They speak English, Tony. I'm good to go. I have a little smattering of French and a little smattering of Mandarin, but not enough to work in.
Okay. So any people, any French people listening? John will give it a go
English.
As well.
You have to teach me French. My wife speaks French. That's a different story altogether. It's another interesting story. But,
okay. Yeah. So, John, before we completely run out of time again, the shows seem to go so fast. I want you just to tell our listeners about the lifetime access to the Andrea Method online learning platform.
Yeah, look, if people want to get on with this and say, listen, I'm really interested in finding out how my mind works. What is it that I'm doing to limit myself? Because 99% of the time, it is you that is in the way of you achieving what you want to do. You've got to find out what that gap is. Who do you have to be to achieve the outcome that you want? And that's what the Andrea Method is all about. It's based in three modules. The first one is finding your default. The second one we talked about today, which is creating the new you. And the third one is taking conscious action. Four lessons in each of those and a lot of backup material as well. There's videos and workbooks that go with it all. And you can get access to all of that at Andrea, Andrea.solutions. Simple as that. Nothing else other than that. Andrea.solutions. You can find that there. And that, once you go in there and you get access to it, we've got, for example, we've got an audio MP3 that comes with the program. You can listen to the lessons as you go and driving in your car. If you're a visual person, there are mind maps in there. So each lesson is actually on a one-page visual representation. And you can look at that and go, so that's what I think. And there's an additional five lessons as well as the workbook that's online. That are downloadable. So if you want to dig deep into the lost art of listening or what's really bugging you or purpose or words, the power of your language, then you can go digging deep with extra lessons and extra work that's there for you, or you can do the whole lot. And then once you get all the way through to the end, you start again because you've got a new default position. That's what I did this morning before I came on this program. I actually took the time to listen to all of module two and get freshened up on it because, hey, we're going to talk about this. But I listen to my own lessons. I try and do it on a daily basis.
That's a pretty good recommendation, people, if John listens and re-listens to his own work again and again and again. It's got to be powerful stuff. And I have to say that we are just about out of time again. And so next week, John, do you want to tell our listeners what we'll be talking about next week in Module 3?
Yes, conscious action. Conscious action. Yeah. You've found out where you are at. You've got an idea of where you want to be. Well, now this is when the rubber hits the road. You've got to take conscious action, not just action, but conscious action. Be aware of what you're doing and take conscious action. So when you took those family members we talked about before, yes, when they bar up about the fact of changing, hey, there's a way of dealing with that. So that's the sort of thing we'll be dealing with next week.
And on that note, we are completely out of time. Thank you to my awesome co-host, John Williams from Andrea Solutions. Don't forget that offer today, john@andrea.solutions, for your free 2-hour session. First 10 people will get in there and enjoy that free 2-hour coaching session with John. I highly recommend talking to John at the very least. If the only thing that you get is a conversation with John, it will empower you for the rest of your life. So, wonderful listeners, thank you so much for listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business with John Williams from Andrea Solutions. And we will see you all next week for another session on Radio Tony. Over to you, John, and bye for now, everyone.
I'm John Williams, co-creator of the Andrea Method, how to inspire, influence, and impact your world your way. The Andrea Method, available now from Andrea.solutions. The Power of You, an inside run on the tricks your mind plays on you that stop you from living your life your way. The Power of You, dealing with the past, working on the now. The Power of You, live from Brisbane, Australia. Andrea Solutions, The Power of You, an inside run on the tricks your mind plays, dealing with the past and working on the now. The Power of You, live your life your way. The Power of You, with John Williams, co-creator of the Andrea Method. Inspire, influence, and impact your world by being who you were born to be and not who you were told you should be. The Andrea Method, available now from Andrea.solutions. The Power of You and the Andrea Method, back next Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Andrea's The Power of You, live from Brisbane, Australia.
Join us each week for another episode of Radio Tony Everyday Business. Thank you for watching and listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business. Join us each week.